Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. We don't have an original air date. The title is Hoof Pick Killer. Let's get into it, and thanks for listening.
Hola, amigos. Is the Cisco Kid. Come ride with Pancho and me on this exciting adventure which we have called Hoof Pick Killer. In the early 1870s, a series of murders occurred which mystified the populace of the frontier town of Bisbee and baffled every peace officer in the territory of Arizona. In an effort to find a solution to the mystery, Pancho and I awaited an approaching train, which slowed down to negotiate a horseshoe curve in the midst of a desolate mountain range.
Steady, Diablo, steady. Easy, easy.
Oh, hold on, oh, oh, that train not hurt you. That train slowing down, Cisco.
It'll be going slowly enough for me to jump on the roof of the last car when it hits this horseshoe curve below us, Pancho.
Oh, that's too dangerous, Cisco. Better you not do it.
Do not worry, Chico. Just be sure to meet me with Diablo when the train slows down for the other horseshoe curve at Pilgrim Point. Hasta luego, amigo!
Hasta luego, Cisco!
Now, no one takes a pot shot at me until I get off the roof of this car, everything will be all right.
Whoever you are, let's have this real car. Come down or I'll start blasting with bullets.
Hold your gunfire, senor. Swing over the edge of the roof. Down to the platform of the
car. Who are you?
Oversteer 6, Gun, Senor Davison. I'm the Cisco Kid.
Cisco? Well, come inside the car. Well, I've been expecting you. Governor Winston said you'd contact me, but I never thought it'd be this way.
When I got the governor's message, I realized the need for secrecy, senor.
All law enforcement agencies have failed, Cisco. The governor tells me if anyone can solve these crimes, you're the man.
Well, I am grateful for Governor Winston's confidence, Senor Davison. What can you tell me about these crimes?
Well, they're vicious and carefully perpetrated. Obviously, they're grudge killings. All the victims were members of the Hardin family and were killed in the same manner. Smashed and clawed by a sharp-pointed steel hook.
Then it might be that the killer is an hombre who wears a hook in place of a hand.
We've thought of that. No one in or around the town of Bisbee fits the description.
No other clues?
Nope, none. I've been up against some tough cases, but this is the toughest yet.
Well, who do I contact if I need help?
The sheriff in Bisbee. He's expecting one of my men. Now, he'll give you all the help you need. My name, John Davison, will identify you.
Very well, senor. Train is getting close to Pilgrim Point. Here's where I leave you.
You're jumping over a moving train? Well, Governor Winston told me you'd do the unexpected, but that I could depend on you. He sure was right.
Well, there's mi compañero with the horses.
Get them to the train!
Now, don't let yourself be another victim of that hook murderer.
Bueno, Pancho, bring the horses closer.
All right, Cisco.
I'll be alive when I see you again, senor. Hasta luego. Steady, Diablo.
Goodbye, Cisco. Good luck.
Oh, bueno, Cisco. Good job.
Gracias, Pancho. You're doing your part so well. Up, Diablo. Come on.
Go.
Who do you think just got off the train when they pulled into town?
Just because I let you be my deputy is no reason for you to come busting into the sheriff's office like a Texas tornado, Leaf.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Wyatt, but I figured you'd want to know about him.
Who is he?
It's that traveling salesman who sold them collapsible hoof picks the last time he was in town.
Windy Wallaby. Wonder what he's doing back in Bisbee.
Maybe he came back to sell you another hoof pick, Wyatt.
You're getting too big for your boots, Leif.
Hey! Stop it, Wyatt. You're choking me.
Maybe you know too much, Leif.
Yeah, you're choking me to death.
Not a bad idea. And you won't talk no more.
Please, Wyatt. I'm your cousin. Please.
All right, cousin. Remember to keep your face shut.
I didn't mean nothing by it, Wyatt. Them fingers of yours are strong as steel.
Remember that, too. Anytime you go to getting a loose jaw.
I ain't likely to forget it, Wyatt. Ain't I always done what you told me? No one will ever find out from me about them hook murders.
If they do, I'll know just where they heard it. We're getting close to Uncle Jeremy's property and money. Him, Sue, you and me, the only Hardens left alive.
You don't have to kill me for that money, Wyatt. All I want to do is work for you and keep on living.
If you ever change your mind, think back to how them other Hardens looked after I killed them with this collapsible hoof pick.
Fold it up and put it back in your pocket, Wyatt. I got no hankering to feel that sharp-pointed steel.
Let's go see what Windy Wallaby's drumming now.
Maybe we ought to run him out of town, Wyatt.
Before, no one can connect Sheriff Wyatt Harden with the killings. Everybody still thinks that it might be an hombre with a hook instead of a hand.
Look at that crowd, Wyatt. That salesman just got into town, and already he's got his suitcase open and he's selling his wares.
I'll handle him, Judd.
Anything you say. Hey, who are them two strangers, Wyatt?
Where?
They rode in together. Hey, big one dressed in black's watering the horses at the trough. A little fat one is standing there next to Windy's suitcase.
Never saw him before.
Some little
goofy-doofy,
you afraid? There's no surprise gonna pop out of the suitcase and bite here.
Same old line of
hot air. Yeah. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I have here the finest little gadget, the newest and latest invention, the marvel of the century.
Let's get closer and see if he's still selling hoofs.
This little item, friends, is something that every man, woman, and child who rides or drives a horse can't be without. It therefore includes each and every one of you, ladies and gentlemen and children, in this distinguished and intelligent audience. Now, friends, you say you want to know more. By your faces, I can see you straining for a sight of this ingenious little device. You want to know more? You want to see it? You want to handle it? All right, here it is. I give it to you, the newest, the latest, the most modern, the only one of its kind in existence. A collapsible hoof pick removes dirt, grasses, and stones from a horse's hoofs. And each and every four-footed friend will be grateful to his kind-hearted owner.
That's what I was afraid of.
Shut up, Leif.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're speechless with astonishment. Never have I met with such a remarkable reception.
I cannot see nothing so wonderful about that hoof pick what fall up in our salesman.
Aha! A doubting Thomas.
Where?
I mean you, my cherubic and portly friend.
Why not, Thomas? I call Pancho.
Just a figure of speech, friend, a figure of speech. You see, the beauty of this hoof pick is that the handle is shaped to go round the grip of the hand. And by a flip of the finger, the hoof part folds into the handle, and the entire thing may be carried in the pocket.
that ain't a good idea. Easy for an hombre to carry in the pocket.
Now, friends, to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give every last one of you the opportunity to possess one of these hoof picks. I heard you call yourself Pancho, my friend. Now, wouldn't you like to have one? Here, try it yourself. See how it works.
Oh, gracias. Oh, this worked fine.
That salesman don't act like he remembers he's been in this town before. It's the same pick.
Yeah, you see, my friends, a satisfied customer. Now, step right up, folks, and get your hoof picks for the infinitesimal minute sum of $5. That'll be $5 from you, Pancho.
$5? But you are Pancho. Pancho, I'd like to have one.
And Pancho, I will leave my legal right to ask you to sell $5 for the whole pit.
And now you want to take Pancho $5?
We better break that up, Leif. Come on.
Hey, Rube! I mean, help, Sheriff! This man's trying to swindle me.
All right, what's going on here? What's going on
I'm
here?
I'm not swindling nobody, Senor Sheriff. Pancho, just stand here.
Now, quiet, everybody, quiet.
Quiet, everybody. You heard the Sheriff?
I don't know who's responsible for what, but I'll get to the bottom of it. Come on, you two. You're going over to the calaboose till I find out what's what.
All right, go on. Get moving then.
But I not do nothing, Senor Sheriff. Here I give the hoof pick back to this fancy tough mavery.
But you accept it from me. It constitutes a legitimate sale. Sheriff, I demand you make him pay the $5.
Cisco, the sheriff's going to put Pancho in jail. Come help Pancho.
Un momento, Senor Sheriff.
I'm sure mi compañero has not purposely done anything wrong.
Who are you?
I'll tell you who he is. He's a road agent, a highwayman, a train robber.
What?
Well, if he ain't, make him explain why him and his partner made an escape on the horses from the train I came in on. I was on the platform between two cars and saw them.
Oh, you loco maverick, we not make no escape from that train.
Now, what's this all about?
Senor Sheriff, may I talk to you privately for a moment?
Blake, watch these two.
Yeah, but I will, Wyatt.
Well, this is far enough. They cannot hear us.
Well, what's on your mind?
I'm the Cisco Kitson, your sheriff.
I heard good and bad about the Cisco Kid. I'll let you know what I think when I make up my mind.
Senior Sheriff, I may need your help. Does the name John Davison mean anything to you?
John Davison? Sure. So he sent Cisco Kid after the Hook murderer.
See, Senior Sheriff, I hope we will capture him by working together.
Of course we'll work together, Cisco. Close together. That way I'm sure to be with you when you meet up with the Hook killer. Watching for Cisco and Pancho.
They ain't showed up yet, Wyatt. They'll stay in town. Why should they want to come out here to Uncle Jeremy's ranch this late at night?
What you least expect of the Cisco Kid is what he's most likely to do. He's a plenty smart hombre.
Did you take care of Uncle Jeremy, Wyatt?
He's dead as last year's buffalo grass. You give Cisco another hook killing to work on.
Well, what about Sue? You won't own the property and Uncle Jeremy's money until she's dead, too.
Sue's next. Come on. Blake, you clumsy critter.
Grandpa? Grandpa? Jeremy?
I'm sorry. Jeremy? I didn't see that table and lamp. I didn't mean to knock them over.
You're a first-class idiot. I ought to sink this steel hook into you.
No, Wyatt. No, save it for Sue. She'll be downstairs in a minute.
Get over behind these grapes in the doorway.
Yeah, they're close to the stairs. You can get her when she comes through.
Grandpa, what are you doing up so late? Answer me! Jeremy! Grandpa Jeremy Harden. Now you stop playing games. What'd you do, knock over the lamp while you were raiding the icebox, and now you don't want me to know it? Grandpa! Grandpa, where are you?
Now! I reckon Sue won't come to for quite a while, Wyatt.
I know. I hit her hard enough to knock her out, Lave.
You reckon she saw us?
I'm sure she didn't, but it don't make no difference. She ain't gonna live for long.
Hey, Ryder's coming.
I'm sure that scream came from inside the house, Pancho.
Si, Cisco and Pancho, sure you're right.
Cisco and Pancho, they're coming in the house.
Come on, Leaf. Let's get to the horses. Lucky we left them out back.
What about Sue? You gonna leave her there?
We ain't got the time to kill her, you mushhead. You keep.
I hope you're right that Sue didn't see us, Wyatt.
Shut up and mount up.
All right, Wyatt.
Come on, let's get out of here.
Get up. Cisco and Pancho don't know who we are yet, but if they start to chase us, they'll find out.
They won't chase us. They'll stop to look after Sue and the old...
Watch them two. Those bullets were close.
Cut for John. Let's ride. That Cisco kid's mighty anxious to meet the hook killer, and that's just what he's going to do. Sooner than he thinks.
I blame myself, Senator Sue, for the tragedy that happened to your grandfather.
No, Cisco. What happened last night was no fault of yours.
You see, Senorita, Pancho and I intended to ride out here and make camp near your ranch house.
See, so we able to guard you and your grandfather, but that blabbermouth salesman, Windy Wallaby, he keep talking so much trying to explain to Cisco why he made the mistake with the hoof pick. Please, Cisco, not pace back and forth like that. It make Pancho more worried.
Pancho... What you just said about the hook pick and the fact that the salesman did detain us.
What do you mean, Cisco?
The bump on your head, Senorita, was made with the same weapon that killed your grandfather. It could very easily have been made by the flat side of a hook pick.
Madre mia, Cisco, you're right. The bulls marked the same size as the hoof pick what that Windy Wallaby said.
You think he's the hook killer, Cisco?
If the hook on one of those picks were sharpened, it would fit the exact description of the hook killer's murder weapon. Since Wendy was with us, I do not think he committed the actual murder.
Well, then you think he in cahoots with the killer?
Maybe, maybe not. But when I talk to him, he will tell me what I want to know. That I promise you, Senorita.
Do you intend to arrest him, Cisco?
First, I will get your cousin, Sheriff Wyatt Harden. We are working together. And unless I miss my guess, we will soon be face to face with that hoofbeak killer.
What are you doing with that hoofpick, Wyatt?
Snapping it open and shut this way reminds me of a trap.
A trap we might get caught in. I don't mean to make you mad, Wyatt, but you gotta get rid of that hoofpick.
You know something, Leif? This time you're right. This can be a trap that'll snare the Cisco Kid and his partner.
How, Wyatt?
The hombre who's selling these hoofpicks, that drummer, Windy Wallaby, he's the bait for the trap.
I don't follow you.
Leif, take this hoofpick over to the hotel where that drummer's staying. I don't care how you do it, but plant it in with them other hoofpicks he's selling. And without his knowing it.
Yeah, it'll do, Wyatt. That loudmouth pitch man can be blamed for all the killings.
That's right. Cisco goes to search that salesman's gear. You and me'll drill Cisco and Pancho in the back.
Yeah, but Windy'll see us and he can witness against us.
Not if we put a bullet through him right after you, mushhead. Then to all appearances, the salesman killed Cisco and Pancho and he got scared they'd find out he's the hook killer. And we killed the salesman for doing it.
You're a plenty smart hombre, Wyatt. Why, we'll be clean and clear. After all, you're the sheriff and I'm your deputy.
Here's the hoof pick, deputy. Get going.
I'm on my way, Sheriff. Hey, Wyatt. Look who's heading toward your office. Sue, Cisco, and Pancho.
Out the back way, Leif. I'll keep him here till you get the job done. Now move.
Yeah, be sure to give me enough time.
You be sure to take enough time or you'll be as dead as Sue, Pancho, and the Cisco Kid are gonna be.
What else you think you'll find in those sample cases of mine, except them collapsible hoof picks I'm selling? But you're mighty welcome to search from top to bottom. Turn them inside out.
Button up, Windy. The Cisco Kid finds what he's looking for, you'll get your chance to make your spiel.
Well, like that Windy Wallaby says, she's got there nothing in this sample case but those hoof picks.
Well, what about this small case near the dresser, Pancho?
Well, that's the one I use for selling off the street. I set it up on that stand over there, and that... Hey... How'd it get over there by the dresser?
I am glad Senorita Sue mentioned it. I was about to ask you why it was not with the other sample cases.
Now, I don't know. Unless Leif moved it when he was up here.
Leif Harden? He was here?
Yeah, just before you came.
Where is your deputy, Senor Sheriff?
Well, I don't rightly know, Cisco. I suppose he'll come upstairs here to this hotel room since he finds out I'm up here.
Now Pancho look in the little sample case by the dresser.
Go ahead, open it, Pancho.
Oh, a lot more of the same thing, all hoof picks.
Howdy, Wyatt. Howdy, Sue. I heard you all had come up here.
We've been waiting for you, Leif. Windy says you were here before. What about...
Why...
Was it about that permit that he needs to sell goods right on the street?
Yeah, Wyatt, that was it, about the permit.
But you never told...
Cisco, look, this hoof pick with a sharpened point.
That's it, all right. That's got to be the murder weapon.
Well, let me see.
Right here, Senor Salesman. What is it doing in your sample case?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how it got there. Never saw it before. Wait a minute.
See, we wait. Don't you like to see how you try to talk your way out of these?
I'm not talking my way out of anything. That's last year's model. Here, see? The handle's a little different in these new ones. Gee, Hossifat, I remember now. I've been in this town before. I was here last year.
Oh, you not member because you not want to member. No one believe it.
I think Wendy's telling the truth, Pancho.
You were here in Bisbee last year, Senor Windy, and you sold hoof picks like this sharp-pointed one?
Why, sure I did. No wonder I couldn't sell any of these new ones to the town people. Not one sale. All they wanted to do was to hear me talk.
And last year, you probably sold to almost everyone in town.
Yep, that's right. Just about everyone, Cisco. Even sold one to the deputy, Leif Hart.
Why, no, you didn't.
I did, too.
What about it, Sheriff?
I reckon this is what it's about, Cisco.
Madre mia, Cisco. The sheriff holy gun on us.
And my finger's itching to pull the trigger if any one of you makes a false move. Don't try no tricks, Cisco.
You, would shoot us, Sheriff Harton?
Why? You're the hook murderer. You've been killing off your own family. Grandpa and the others.
And you're next, Sue. You wouldn't know what to do with all that money of Jeremy's anyway.
Make him turn around, Wyatt, so we can shoot him in the back.
How you think you get away with that, you coyotes?
Easy. We say you got it in the back from Windy when you caught him with the evidence.
And then we had to kill him for shooting you.
I'll take that hoof pick, Cisco. Hand it to me nice and careful-like.
Here, Sheriff, you can have it.
Right in the face! You missed me, Maverick. You will not get the chance to use that gun again.
I don't need that gun to kill you, Cisco. This hoof pig...
Poncho, take care of this stuff, please, Cisco.
I'll help you, Poncho. That's no fair. You're two against one.
I suppose you're shooting us in the back was going to be fair.
Yeah.
First, you'll have to get your hands on that hoof pig, Wyatt.
There, I got it.
And now you'll feel it.
Oh, my shoulder.
That's only the start. To finish you off, I'm going to...
Well, I can still hold your hands, you crazy. With this fist of mine, rock you to sleep.
And don't you think we do the same for you, you mother deputy?
Good work, Pancho. That put an end to his fighting.
What Cisco do to that sheriff even better, because that put an end to the hoofbeat killer.
Thanks to you, Cisco, both Wyatt and Leif are paying for their vicious crime.
Si, Senorita Sue. They will spend the rest of their lives behind bars.
If it weren't for you, Wyatt would have added me to his list of victims.
Poncho and Windy had just as much to do with it, Senorita Sue.
We all know that's not so. But I do want to thank them.
Well, that will have to wait, Senorita. I heard Poncho ask Senor Windy for a lesson in salesmanship. There they are, down the street.
Oh, so that's why the crowd's gathered. I wonder how much Poncho's earned.
Poncho,
oh, no, Poncho. None of these good people are going to make a purchase that way. Hey, you see? The wrong kind of a pitch. You make them laugh.
See, Senor, when you see, see.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, step right up. I tell you what I'm going to do. You've all heard of the seven wonders of the world. Well, right here in my hand, I hold the eighth wonder of the universe. Now, you, my good man, wouldn't you like to have one? You, Poncho, my friend, wouldn't you like to have one?
Well, the eighth wonder of the world? Si, senor, would Poncho like to have one?
There you are, Poncho. That'll be $5.
But Senor Windy, you asked if Poncho like to have one. You not say you sell it to Poncho.
Come, Senorita, this will go on all day.
And besides, you learning Poncho how to take things, not how to
Oh, Windy's line of salesmanship is so good, he was able to sell Poncho twice the same day.
I do not think Poncho will ever be much of a salesman, Senorita.
I hope I will be, Cisco.
What do you mean, Senorita Sue?
I hope I can sell you on the idea of coming back to Bisbee, Cisco.
How do you propose to do that, Senorita?
Like this. Oh, Cisco.
Oh, Senorita.
Oh, that Senor Windy, he one fast-talking hombre.
Well, he has to be a good salesman.
Si, he knows a lot of stories and riddles.
Well, what is so funny, Poncho?
Poncho got a riddle to ask you, Cisco.
All right, Chico. Ask me the riddle.
Cisco, on what side of the pitcher is the handle?
Well, it could be on any side.
No, that's the wrong answer.
All right, then you tell me. On which side of the pitcher is the handle?
On the outside, of course.
Oh, Poncho!
Thank you. The Cisco Kid returns next week with another thrilling adventure. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Join in the conversation by going to OTRWesterns.com/Discord. And don't forget to send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.